here's a story from The World.
When you see a headline like this, Zambia's president mourns death of good luck fish, you can't just leave that alone. Just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse, Mafishi has died. Mafishi was a bream that lived in a pond on the campus of Copperbelt University, one of Zambia's largest universities. For 20 years, Mafishi lived in this pond until this week when he died. The cause of death is unknown, but it has really upset a lot of people. Mafishi! Anguished cries there on the campus of Copperbelt University. There were also candlelight vigils. At Mafishi's pond, students gathered and sang the national anthem in his honor. This outpouring of grief is, of course, unusual for a fish, until you hear what Mafishi meant to students. Copperbelt Student Union President Loris Kasonde spoke to the BBC.
This fish was a symbol of good luck, was a symbol of hope and strength towards the students.
Kasonde said you could go to the pond before exams, and if Mafishi surfaced, it meant you'd do well.
This fish is irreplaceable.
If Mafishi stayed submerged, though, no amount of studying could help you. Even the president of Zambia, Edgar Lungu, sent his condolences. On Facebook, he quoted Gandhi, saying the greatness of a nation can be judged by how it treats its animals. But now the BBC is reporting that Mafishi's body has been stolen. It had been in a freezer waiting to be embalmed, and now some Zambians are speculating, what if Mafishi is still alive somewhere? Because it's 2020, and even a fish story is subject to conspiracy theories.
Viva! Viva!
From PRX.